Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jack Tareem's here with you on a March Madness Monday, and I don't know about you, but my bracket is busted. One off, congratulations to the two Ashleys that are tied for first place in the 1250 Sports Talk NCAA bracket tournament. And then Tanya is in second place. So the ladies are dominating so far. And then we've got somebody that's in last place that signed up as Cranky Pants, which is a very appropriate name, Jackson Reams.
That is a very appropriate name, especially if you haven't done very well. I'm sure that can make you very cranky, although maybe that person just decided to do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's one of those things you can live or die picking some of those long shots, and unfortunately it didn't work out too well for Cranky Pants, but a lot of fun this weekend. Great basketball. We got a great show lined up for you today. I want to thank Beaumont Family Dentistry for being our sponsor of the day. Beaumont Family Dentistry with three locations in Lexington. Take care of all your family's dental care needs. And if you are looking for a new dentist, and when you call to schedule your initial appointment, you tell them you heard about them from 1250 Sports Talk. You'll get a free take-home whitening kit on your initial visit. To find out the phone number of the location closest to you, check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com. In our second segment, we'll be talking with Cats Illustrated's Justin Rowland, getting his thoughts on the Cats' big weekend up in Indianapolis and see how his bracket's doing. But Jackson Reams, at the end of the day, the Cats went 2-0, and even though they did not dominate either game, they both went in the W column, and at this point, it is just winning and survive and going to the next round, and the Cats did that.
That's absolutely right. Kentucky definitely was underwhelming in their first game on Friday against Northern Kentucky, just a 79-70 win, which was a lot closer than any of us expected. Then yesterday, they just were in an all-out brawl with Wichita State, ended up winning the game 65-62, and honestly, I think the most impressive thing to me yesterday, because no one really had a fantastic game, Kentucky actually really spread the wealth on the offensive end. De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk both led the way with 14 points. But the two defensive plays to clinch that game and get the win were the biggest things, in my opinion, for the entire game, because I think it continues to show that this Kentucky team is growing. They've had experiences in these late game situations like this, and they executed down the stretch and got the win and advanced to the next round in the Sweet 16 this weekend in Memphis.
Yeah, two huge defensive stops there at the end of the game, and that's one of the things this team really has struggled with at different times of the year. But man, when it came in clutch time, and got to be honest, the guy that got the first block, if that, anybody you would have told me got one to make a big play for the game, I would not have had Malik Monk in my top five choices.
Well, look what happens when Malik Monk actually tries to play defense. You know, he can do some pretty amazing things. He's a great athlete. He said after the game that he was just waiting for that guy to pull up for three. He could tell it was going to happen, was just trying to time it. He timed it perfectly, got the block, and then you come back down. Dominique Hawkins got pump faked in the air and really didn't have any play on the ball, but Bam Adebayo slides over, helps him, gets the block, and two freshmen make the last two plays to win. I'd say pretty appropriate for this team that relies so much on the three freshmen, Fox, Monk, and Bam.
Well, no doubt about it. Good to see defense get it done. The Cats do survive. I do have to give my guy, senior Derek Willis, a shout out. Man, he was just so solid all around again against Wichita State. Jackson, he scored 9 points, grabbed 8 rebounds, had a season high and career high tying 3 steals and a block shot. And I also thought that big three hit there late in the second half was really crucial.
Definitely. Willis is playing great. Dominique Hawkins had 7 points off the bench. And in that first half, you had Dominique Hawkins, Michael Mulder, and Isaac Humphreys played a pretty significant amount of time together because the young guys just started off so slow for Kentucky. It was a really ugly first half. Both teams shot about 30% from the field. And I think combined, they started at least 0-6. Together as teams. And so it was really ugly. Coach Cal needed some guys who were going to put in some effort. And so he was able to throw those guys in there. Dom's, I think all 7 of his points may have come in that first half. Michael Mulder added in a 3. And so it was also great to see the guys coming off the bench and not only just coming in to give the starters a breather, but they actually came in and were able to hold the lead against I think pretty solid Wichita State team.
Well, they were very solid. Wichita State came with the nation's leading 16-game winning streak. They obviously talked a little smack before the game that day. And, of course, John Calipari, you know, you look for any edge you can when you're playing in games like this. And just to let his guys know what Wichita State was saying, he shared those quotes. And the thing I like, though, is that Kentucky, they just let their play do their talking.
Yeah, they didn't do any trash talking before the game. Now, they may have in the game. I couldn't really tell. And Kentucky trash talked after the game, but that's when you want to trash talk, is when you've already gotten the win, you've already sent the other team home. I was looking through some quotes post-game yesterday, and there were some guys that really surprised me that they spoke out the way they did. Derek Willis, for instance, you know, he said the other team, Wichita State, had a guy named Darryl Willis Jr., who was the one who said coming into this game, he was tired of hearing about Kentucky. Kentucky was nothing special. And Derek Willis said after the game, I think it's easy to say I was the best Willis on the court. Darryl Willis Jr. for Wichita State only had 2 points yesterday and 1 rebound and played just 8 minutes out there. And, of course, we already talked about how well Derek played. Derek Willis also mentioned that he was surprised to hear Wichita State trash-talking like that because, in his opinion, they're the best little guy he can think of. I thought, you know, some people may take that the wrong way. I thought that was a funny quote. And also, I think it's pretty true. I mean, Wichita State, one of the best mid-majors you'll find, but not usually considered as one of the best programs, period. And then you also had Michael Mulder, who very simply put it and just ended the talk there, saying that at the end of the day, we're going to Memphis, they're going home, and that's all you really need to say about it.
Pretty much sums it up. With Kentucky winning that game, they now have the longest winning streak in the country themselves if they've won 13 in a row. So the Cats improved their overall record to 31-5. Wichita State concluded their season at 31-5. So the Cats get that big W. Then on top of that, Louisville and the shocker of the night last night, Jackson Reams, the South Carolina Gamecocks smacked the Duke Blue Devils and just made it for a great weekend for the SEC.
The SEC has really been sailing high in this tournament so far. You had in the first round, everyone advanced except for Vanderbilt. And, of course, we all know that they had a just insanely stupid foul that caused them to not get to advance. And then now 3 of the 5 teams have advanced to the Sweet 16. Florida just destroyed Virginia 65-39. Kentucky, of course, moved on after sliding by Wichita State. And South Carolina stunned Duke last night 88-81. And that game in the second half never really seemed in doubt for the Gamecocks. They shot about 70% from the field in the second half. They had their home crowd there in Greenville, South Carolina, and were able to get the huge upset. Overall, the SEC now sitting at 7-2, and 3 of their 5 teams are in the Sweet 16. I think this is a great way for the SEC to change the perception of the league, and they're doing it on the biggest stage.
Well, they most certainly did, and they got the 5 teams in, and man, Arkansas gave North Carolina all they wanted. They could have had any kind of offense in the last 4 minutes of the game. They could have got them.
It really looked like Arkansas was going to take down North Carolina, but in that last 3.5 minutes, 0 points by the Razorbacks. They had terrible execution, just kind of stood around, waited for the shot clock to get down to 10, and then tried to execute from there. It reminded me a lot of that unspeakable Final Four game for the undefeated team by Kentucky. But it ended up North Carolina used a 12-0 run. Yes, there were some missed calls late, but let's not act like missed calls were the reason Arkansas lost that game. They lost that game because they stopped playing offense the rest of the night once they hit that 3.5 mark.
That's a good point. They really did. I watched that one the whole game pretty much, and just it was really disappointing to see how they finished. But that's how it goes sometimes. But just a great, great NCAA tournament. We do want to thank Shamrocks for being the sponsor of our NCAA tournament bracket. The winner's going to get a $100 gift card to Shamrocks. They've got two locations, or the Cellar, which is in the lower level of the Signature Club off Taste Creek Road on Lansdowne Drive there. So $100 right now. We've got the two Ashleys and Tanya, our top three people. So, but still a lot of basketball left to play. Kentucky will be playing UCLA, and it's going to be another late Friday night, Jackson Ring.
You better get your sleep all week this week, Greg, because you're not going to sleep much on Friday night. It's going to be about a 9:40 tip on Friday night. Yet again, the Cats will play very late. John Calipari complained on Friday after they played late in Indianapolis. This time, his team will get Central Time, so technically, they'll be starting an hour earlier. But it'll still be the same time on your TV, and Greg Horn, you're going to have to stay awake until about midnight to see what the Cats do when they get the rematch with the UCLA Bruins on Friday.
That's going to be a wrap for our first segment. Stay with us, though. We get back, we're going to talk with Justin Rowland of Cats Illustrated on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies, and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah,
must be all that action coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what action coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my action coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local action coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517.
5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jacks Marines with you on a Monday in March Madness. I want to thank Beaumont Family Dentistry for being our sponsor today. Three locations in Lexington to take care of all your family's dental care needs. To find out the phone number of the location closest to you, check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com. Joining us on the phone line now is Justin Rowland. He's the publisher of CatsIllustrated.com. And Justin, my bracket's not looking too good. How's yours looking, buddy?
Well, my bracket actually looks pretty good this year, except for the fact that Villanova was out. I had Villanova winning the national championship, and that hurt my bracket. But through the first couple of days, I was doing great. And that's kind of a broken clock is right twice a day, or a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while, because normally it doesn't do well. But I had Xavier in the Sweet 16. I had South Carolina beating Duke, which I don't think I really believed that at the time, but I saw the games in South Carolina, and I just knew that Duke wasn't a really tough team. Toughness was a problem for them, and South Carolina was a tough team if ever there were a tough team. But, you know, it's not a matter of me being a great prognosticator. I think sometimes you just luck out.
Well, there's definitely some luck involved, but at the same time, that's a great pick there. Of course, I love the tweet that you put out last night. South Carolina averages 72 points per game on the season, but they had a blistering 65 in the second half against Duke last night.
That was stunning, really stunning. And the reason why I didn't even really believe they were going to beat Duke, even though I picked it, was their defense was not firing on all cylinders at the end of the season. You know, they played lockdown defense. You look at their schedule for most of the year, and they didn't give up 70 points for most of the season. And then at the end of the year, they couldn't slow teams down from scoring. But, I mean, all of a sudden, they're a great offensive team. It's like, I didn't even think that was in their DNA. I know Dozier was out for a good part of the year, but to score 90-plus against Marquette and then 65 in the second half against Duke, shoot 70%, I mean, that was one of the worst defensive performances that I've ever seen from Duke. A little bit like the second half against Arizona a few years back that Duke played when they got Kyrie Irving back at the end of the tournament. They just couldn't stop them. South Carolina was just tougher.
Well, and even though Arkansas winded up with a loss, that final score is deceiving. It was a lot closer than even I think it was a 7-point difference at the end. But I thought Arkansas made a great showing yesterday.
That was probably the best game that they could have played. I mean, they scouted the tendencies of Joel Berry and Justin Jackson as well as I've seen any team scout and defend those two. They kept the ball out of Berry's hands in positions he was comfortable in. I don't think Berry was 100%, but, you know, they scouted Justin Jackson well and defended that floater as well as anybody all season. But, man, there was no offensive execution at the end of the game. They just, the last three possessions, they just stood around, no ball movement, no motion, and they just tried to run out the clock. I think they tightened up. They weren't well coached out of timeouts offensively, and that was a really bad call. It should have been a charge. It should have been a travel. It should have been a tied up ball against Joel Berry, and Arkansas should have had the ball down by one with a chance to win. I'm not sure it would have mattered because their offense was so bad at the end of the game, but yeah, they played better than I thought they would.
Yeah, I agree. The offense was atrocious those last 3 minutes, which was a shame because they put themselves in a place to win. But, well, let's talk about what people care about around here. Kentucky Friday night gets a win against Northern Kentucky. Wasn't pretty, but they get the W. Then just have another matchup with a mid-major power Wichita State. And who would have thought the two big defensive plays at the end of the game would be how the Cats win that game?
Yeah, especially one of them by Malik Monk. I mean, talk about redemption. They had to take him out shortly after the start of the second half because he gave up two open looks from three. One of them was just wide open. He floated over to defend somebody he shouldn't have guarded and left somebody wide open, I want to say, in the corner. And then, you know, he was a little bit slow getting out to the other, I think it was Frank Camp for Wichita the second time. And then he makes the huge block. It was just his 15th block of the season. And then Bam picks up after Hawkins gets caught on a pump fake. You know, that was a tremendous finish. they're basically the team they were those last 11 games in the regular season. You know, they're winning games not really in a pretty fashion, but their MO is kind of defense now, and that's really impressive. I think Adebayo's defense has improved so much. He's guarding so well. He's staying on the floor out of foul trouble. And an underrated thing about this team is even though it's not pretty, they have so many ways that they can beat you. You know, over the course of a game, they kind of tinker with this and that. Willis, Bam, back and forth. Monk trying to get his shot. Fox beating you off the dribble. Briscoe tries off the dribble. And by the end of the game, they usually have one or two things that are really working. And it's usually Fox and something else. But they got a lot of ways that they can beat you. So that bodes well.
Well, of course, those seniors are still playing real well. The freshmen starting to play defense, developing, as you said. So just a really nice win for Kentucky. Of course, now they get a rematch against UCLA. Unusual for Kentucky to lose at home, but they did in a really high-scoring affair. What differences do you see? Do you see Kentucky being better than they were? And UCLA, are they about the same? Or what's your thoughts on this game Friday night against UCLA?
Yeah, well, Kentucky's better. Kentucky's better equipped to guard UCLA and slow them down a little bit. But, you know, a lot of these computer models have Kentucky as, like, I know 538 has Kentucky as a 68% chance of winning the game. And I say KenPom has Kentucky as, like, a 58% chance to win the game, 88 to 86, I want to say, is their simulated score. The one thing I don't think the computer models take into account is it's factoring in Kentucky's improved defense, and that kind of narrows the gap from earlier in the year. But my thing is, I mean, UCLA's offense, I would still give an advantage to over Kentucky's defense. UCLA just passed the ball so well. They're so smooth. All their players pass the ball well. They're basically Vanderbilt. Somebody on our site said it well. They're basically Vanderbilt, just a lot better at every position. And you know, the one thing that really bothered Kentucky against UCLA on offense was they tried to drive the lane, and their length was really bothering Kentucky when they tried to drive the lane. So Kentucky has their work cut out for them. I think I don't know what the line is, if there is a line yet, but I would imagine UCLA would be a 2 or 3 point favorite. I think it's going to be a very close game either way.
Justin, this is Jackson. I know you have to win one to face the other, but Kentucky could possibly have two rematches here this coming weekend. One they lost at home to UCLA, and if they were to win that game, they would likely face North Carolina in the Elite Eight, a team that they beat earlier in the year. Are you more confident in Kentucky beating North Carolina a second time or UCLA a first time after the way those two games shook out earlier this season?
Yeah, I think UCLA is a tougher matchup for Kentucky than North Carolina. You know, Malik Monk scored 47 against Carolina, and that was a big part of their win, but Kentucky played very poor defense in that game. They're a better defensive team. Roy is stubborn. He's gonna run with Kentucky, and that's gonna play into Kentucky's hands. You know, I think by now the book on North Carolina is you deny the ball to Barry, and they become a very different team. And the one thing Carolina struggles with defensively is defending dribble penetration. I think Kentucky just matches up better with North Carolina if you can keep them off the offensive glass a little bit. UCLA, I just think, is a really tough matchup for everybody, really. But you know, we saw what they were able to do against Kentucky. I thought they looked phenomenal against Cincinnati. I think they only had like 3 turnovers against a really stout Cincinnati defense. I think you make the case that that UCLA is the best team in the country right now. I felt they were the best team when they beat Kentucky in Rupp. I think they are probably the best team right now, and I think UCLA is a tougher match.
Just tuned in, we're talking with Justin Rowland. He is the editor and publisher of CatsIllustrated.com. If you're a big Kentucky Wildcat fan, football, basketball, baseball, whatever, you need to get a subscription to that. To find out more about that, go check him out online at CatsIllustrated.com. Also, Justin's a great follow on Twitter. Nobody covers UK football better than him. Also, basketball, baseball, etc. So check him out. Follow him on Twitter at Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D, Rivals, Rowland Rivals. Well, we talked already a little bit, we first came on about the South Carolina and Arkansas games, but Florida with just a very impressive win over Virginia. Vanderbilt, just a heartbreaking loss there to Northwestern. Who would have thought the SEC would have more teams in the ACC in the Sweet 16?
It's really impressive. Really impressive performance from the SEC. Vanderbilt should have advanced. Arkansas, based on how the game played out, should have advanced. You could make the case that the SEC should have four teams in the Sweet 16 with a shot that Vanderbilt could have had in the second round as well. You know, I get the league has certainly recruited better. I think they're coming of age a little bit. Maybe they'll get more teams in. Calipari said he thinks down the road this could be a 7-8 or even 9 bid league. I don't know if we're ever going to get to that point, but this is a statement for the league. They're not a punchline anymore. And, you know, it coincides with the ACC just totally tanking. That's been a big surprise. Who would have thought that the ACC would have two out of the last five football national championships? And the ACC really cleaned the SEC's clock in football with the exception of Kentucky and Louisville. And the SEC really, really took it out on the ACC and has exceeded them there. So I don't know what world we're living in, but it seems strange.
Justin, I actually want to switch off of basketball for a second here. I know you all cover baseball pretty closely over there on Rivals, CatsIllustrated.com, and the baseball team had a huge series win over the weekend. They went on the road and swept Texas A&M. Now, I saw UK Baseball Account said they were 22. SEC Network said Texas A&M was 13th in the country. Regardless, you know, there are different rankings, but just how big of a win was that for Nick Mangione, his first SEC road series, and they sweep a West team that is considered one of the best, you know, 15 to 20 teams in the country?
Yeah, the first game of that series, they threw a complete game shutout, and that was the first time that had happened to Texas A&M, and I don't know, the first time since they had joined the SEC. They swept a really solid A&M team on the road. D1 baseball has Kentucky 19th nationally right now, and they're winning different ways. Sometimes they're getting really good starting pitching. Sometimes they're getting timely hitting late in games. They held on in that last game. Just such an impressive bounce back, because we follow them pretty closely on the East Coast swing to start the season. They got swept by North Carolina, but they were competitive in all three of those games. They really looked bad against four questionable teams in Virginia over the next four games. And the way that they've bounced back, I mean, they're like 15-6 now, and they're probably the hottest team in the country, one of the hottest teams in the country. Perfect in the SEC. They're set up to be a tournament team this year if they can keep together. The problem with Kentucky baseball has not been beating good teams. The problem has been taking care of teams that they should beat. And if they can do that, then they could go a lot farther than anybody thought this year.
Also, another sport that we talked to you quite a bit about is football, and Kentucky's big commitment for quarterback for next year made a visit to LSU. How did that go?
Yeah, Jaren Williams has really blown up. He picked up an offer from Ole Miss last week, then picked up an offer from LSU. He visited LSU, and I heard the visit went well, but he's solid coming out of that trip. That's the second time he's visited an SEC school that has offered, and he said he's solid. He visited Tennessee. Tennessee offered, and he says he's solid. He's saying he's going to shut down recruiting after the spring, after he takes all the visits he wants to take. I don't know what other visits he might want to take. The question is there an offer that can sway him from Kentucky? Would Georgia sway him from Kentucky being a Georgia kid? He had a Florida State offer when he committed in the first place, but, you know, I saw this kid at Kentucky's camp twice last summer, and he's not the most polished passer, but he has all the intangibles, all the tools to be a good passer. He doesn't like being called a dual-threat quarterback, but he runs really well. I think he could be a star college quarterback. I think we've got him underranked, frankly. And if he shuts it down and signs in Kentucky, I think it's their best quarterback prospect since Tim Couch.
While we're with football, I also saw that Vince Morrow has been extended, and he's a huge recruiter for the Cats. Again, how important is that for Kentucky's football program to keep him locked in, keep him where he's been doing so well here with Kentucky?
It's really big. You know, honestly, I think he's going to be at Kentucky until Mark Stoops leaves, and he may even be at Kentucky longer than that because they're going to want to keep him around. But, you know, getting to a bowl game answers some of the questions that recruits had. Can they succeed? I think they show that they can. And another question is staff continuity. They've kept Eddie Grant as the offensive coordinator, which has been an issue, keeping offensive staff continuity, and keeping Vince Morrow, who's the head of the recruiting operation. That gives more continuity. He's going to be selling these kids out, hey, I'm going to be here for the long haul. And so there really aren't that many huge questions hovering over Kentucky football right now, and he's their ace. He's not just getting guys in Ohio either. He got junior college guys, and he got two guys out of good counsel there in Maryland last year. So huge for Kentucky football.
Justin, great stuff always. Basketball, baseball, football, you do it all, my man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of this week, and hopefully your bracket will stay strong this weekend.
Thanks a bunch, guys. Take care.
Thank you. That is Justin Rowland. He's the publisher of CatsIllustrated.com. Man, you need to get a subscription to that. Great stuff there. Just go to their website, CatsIllustrated.com, and find out about how to get that subscription. Also, I think he's a must-follow on Twitter. Justin is at Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D, Rivals, R-I-V-A-L-S, at Rowland Rivals. Nobody covers Kentucky football better than him, but does a great job also with basketball and some of the other sports. We got to take a break. Stay with us. We get back. Lots more March Madness. UK's women had a big game yesterday, and much more to talk about in college basketball next on Sports Talk. Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Each show, we like to take a minute to thank one of our long-term sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that with graduation rates 2 to 5 times higher than public universities in Kentucky and retention rates better than any school in the regional college rankings, that Asbury was named the number one college in the South in 2015 by U.S. News and World Report and has been in the top 5 every year since 2012? If a nationally ranked private education at an affordable price interests you or your student at home, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With 3 convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams with you. I want to thank Beaumont Family Dentistry for being our sponsor of the day. I also want to remind you, if you ever miss any of our Sports Talk shows, or maybe you get tuned in late, like you just got tuned in now, got off work at 5:30, we just got done talking with Justin Rowland with CatsIllustrated.com. Always does a great job talking UK basketball and football. You can always catch our podcast. Jackson Reams will have today's show up about 6:15 p.m., 6:20, and you can always find those on our website, 1250sportstalk.com, or the easiest way is follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and we are on both Twitter and Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Jackson Reams, UK women's basketball team's done a phenomenal job this year. Really shorthanded, not many players, but they definitely got the most out of that. Unfortunately, though, yesterday after winning their Friday afternoon game against Belmont that we got to talk about on our Friday show, came up a little short yesterday, but they made a huge comeback, but just seemed to run out of gas.
Yeah, Greg, I think that's exactly what happened. Ohio State comes out a 5 seed and defeats the 4 seed Kentucky in Memorial Coliseum, 82-68. ends the career of Michaela Epps, who, of course, could go down as one of the best, if not the best, women's player to ever step on the floor for Kentucky. She finishes off her career yesterday with 21 points, 4 assists, and 2 rebounds. Senior Evelyn Akator also finishes her career at Kentucky, although she only played 2 years after transferring in from a JUCO college. 14 points, 23 rebounds. So those seniors continued to carry the way for Kentucky. Kentucky trailed by 19 points with 9 minutes left in the third quarter. They stormed all the way back, and in the fourth quarter had it down to 1 point. Just one was all they needed. They had multiple shots to take the lead, couldn't get them to go, and then they ran out of steam. Ohio State went on about a 12-0 run or so to end the game and end up coming away with the victory in Memorial. Michaela Epps was able to be taken out before the game ended, got her standing ovation from the crowd. She's not a girl who shows a lot of emotion. She was crying before she stepped off the floor. You know, it just meant so much to her to be on the floor for Kentucky in that Kentucky jersey. Her career finally comes to an end. She said this was the closest team she ever played together with, and that she honestly probably, I think she said she liked this team the most out of her 4 years at Kentucky. Said that basketball is not going to define her career, but impacting the individuals the way she got to is how she wants to be remembered. And it's sad to see a great career like that come to an end, but Matthew Mitchell did a fantastic job with this squad. He said he is ready to stop talking about those departures from last offseason and just move forward with his team. They've got a top 10 class, I think, coming in next year, and now they're going to be looking ahead to see what they can do without the two huge seniors that have carried them all year long.
Well, as you said, Michaela Epps, just one of the all-time greats. She ended her career at UK with almost 1,800 points, 1,790 to be exact. That ranks fifth in school history. She had 408 assists, which ranks her seventh in the UK record book. She's the only player in school history to rank in the top five in scoring and top eight in assists. And she just was an amazing player and ambassador for UK. Played almost every minute except for the few seconds where she got taken out yesterday. Evelyn Akator, man, going to miss her too, because she just did a great job getting all those double-doubles. She ended her career with 31 career double-doubles, which ranks tied for third in UK history. Two outstanding players.
Two outstanding players. They gave it all during their careers, and they stuck around when everyone left in the offseason. They carried this team this year, and it was unfortunate to see them have to lose, especially to one of those players that left the team. I mean, how sweet could it have been for them to end Lene Harper's year? Unfortunately, she was a big part of Ohio State going out and getting that win. She finished with 12 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists for Ohio State, almost a triple-double. And unfortunately, things come to an end for the UK Hoops program yesterday.
All right. Well, we talked about that UK baseball team. What a great weekend they had. Moved up, I just saw one ranking to 19th in the country. So UK making some great progress there. And then, of course, I'm sure they'll have a big week this week.
Definitely they will. They'll host Western Kentucky, that game tomorrow, actually. And then they will host Ole Miss this weekend, who is always a solid SEC opponent. They're usually ranked. I can't tell you for sure if they are or not, just because college baseball rankings are very hard to keep up with. There's a lot of different sites that rank them, and so I'm not sure about that. But let's just shout out to the baseball team in general about what they did this weekend. I mean, 6-0 win on Friday to open the series against 13th-ranked Texas A&M. A 7-6 win on Saturday, where they scored all 7 runs in the last 3 innings to win that game. And then yesterday, they were up 11-0 in the 7th inning before ending up winning 11-7. So just amazing what Coach Nick Mangione has been able to do in his short time already here at Kentucky. And it looks like this team is firing on all cylinders. The Pitcher of the Week award from the SEC was given to Sean Jelly, who went out and had that complete game shutout on Friday. And so this Kentucky team just continues to look to keep rolling. And they're not the only team on the diamond from the University of Kentucky that's doing well right now.
Well, that's exactly right. The women's softball team that's just done a great job under Rachel Lawson, they're having an outstanding season too.
They were able to extend their program best winning streak to, I think, 13 over the weekend before they finally dropped a game yesterday. They were on the road at 15th ranked Georgia, I believe, and Kentucky's like 18th ranked. So on Saturday, Kentucky got a 2-1 win, and that was their first win at Georgia since 2007. So it had been 10 years since they had gotten a road win there. Georgia yesterday was able to squeak out a 7-5 win over the Cats. And if you're looking for something to watch tonight with no NCAA basketball on, Kentucky and Georgia have a rubber match for that softball series tonight. It is on the SEC Network, and first pitch is at 7 o'clock. I have a great time watching Kentucky softball. I would really encourage you to check it out. And we'll see if Rachel Lawson's team can get a big series win on the road this weekend. You know, Greg, they weren't supposed to do a whole lot this year after losing senior Kelsey Nunley from last year's team, but they've been great yet again. Rachel Lawson just continues to be a magician with the softball team.
Yeah, they don't rebuild. You just reload. So congratulations to her. What a great year that they've got. Dougie Baseball and D1Baseball.com has the men's baseball team at UK ranked number 19th in this poll. So congratulations to them. Well, we got to take our final break. It's a short one. Stay with us. We'll be back. Some college basketball coaching hires. Also talk about the games this weekend.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Reams here with you on a Monday. I want to thank Beaumont Family Dentistry for being our sponsor of the day. And if you're looking for a new dentist and you tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk, you'll get a free take-home whitening kit on your initial visit. To find out the phone number of one of their three locations closest to you, check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com. Well, Jackson, as we said at the beginning of this show, that both our brackets got busted pretty hard. But you know what? That's what makes it March Madness. And yet, just so many great games. I guess one we can just start talking about. Don't have time to talk about all of them, obviously. Number 8 seed Wisconsin knocks off the defending national champions and the number 1 seed this year, the Villanova Wildcats.
That was a great game, Greg. I can't sit here and act like I watched the entire thing. I happened to fall asleep during that game, and then I was going to play basketball at the end of it, but I got to watch the last couple of possessions on a cell phone. So I at least got to see it. Wisconsin knocks off Villanova. Yet again, Wisconsin knocking off a number one overall seed, and they keep showing that even when you think that they aren't playing great basketball, when it comes to the NCAA tournament, Wisconsin's a tough out. And they went out there, they got the win over Villanova 65-62. Yet again, the defending national champion has not made it, I think they said, to the Final Four or maybe even to the Sweet 16 since 2007. So year after year, ever since Florida did it in back-to-back years, it just shows how tough it is to win two titles in a row. And I think so far, that would be, to me, the second biggest upset. I think South Carolina knocking off Duke had to be the biggest upset of this tournament so far to this point.
Well, I would agree. Duke was seen to be clicking on all cylinders. And, I mean, I had them picked to win the national championship. I don't mind saying I really have liked them since about a month ago. I told you when I saw them play on the road against Notre Dame, thought they had inside, had great guard play, and yet they just ran into a buzzsaw in South Carolina's defense. And then the second half, who would have thought they would score 65 points in the second half?
That's the most points that a Coach K team has ever given up. And that guy has coached over 2,500 halves. And has never, I'm sorry, I think it's the most he's ever given up in a half period. I don't think it was just second halves, but he's coached over 2,500 halves and has never given up that many points. South Carolina was just, I mean, insanely hot yesterday. Let's see, talking about the other games that we want to mention, we already discussed North Carolina. I thought a fun one to watch was Oregon coming all the way back against Rhode Island. It really looked like Rhode Island was going to get and get that victory over Oregon. Oregon has shown all year long, though, that, again, they're a tough out, too. I mean, they're really hard to beat. They really rely on some young guys and three-point shooting to get them back into games, and it happened yesterday. They got a late three by Tyler Dorsey, I believe is his name, and they got that win 75-72 over Rhode Island. The only bracket with the 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds to advance to the Sweet 16, Greg, is the South region where Kentucky is.
Well, we should expect nothing less and lots of great games. The one I don't want to talk in detail about, but I was just not surprised that Xavier beat them, but how bad they smacked Florida State.
The ACC didn't just have that game that looked really bad. I mean, Florida State got beat by 25 points against Xavier. You also had West Virginia handled Notre Dame pretty easily by 12 points. Florida just blasting Virginia by 26 points. The ACC didn't just struggle. They were getting destroyed in these games in the second round. Six of their nine teams made it to the second round, but one made it to the Sweet 16, North Carolina. We talked about the SEC. They are 7-2 right now with three of their five teams in the Sweet 16. The Big Ten that everyone thought was so weak has three of their seven teams in the Sweet 16, 8-4 overall. And then the Pac-12 right now, 7-1. Three of their four teams are in the Sweet 16.
All right. Well, we already told you Friday night, of course, Kentucky will play UCLA in a rematch of the game that was in Rupp Arena back in December, which the Cats lost. So that should be a great one. But Thursday night, number one Gonzaga will play number four West Virginia. Number one Kansas versus number four Purdue, which I think will be a great game. Then you've got the matchup as number two Arizona. Rashawn Miller, the former head coach at Xavier, will take on Chris Mack, who I think is going to get a new job if he wants one, with number 11 Xavier. And then number 3 Oregon takes on the smoking hot number 7 Michigan Wolverines.
And then on Friday, you've got 8-seed Wisconsin versus 4-seed Florida, 3-seed Baylor versus 7-seed South Carolina, and then number 1 North Carolina will take on number 4 Butler right before Kentucky's game against UCLA. All three of the SEC teams play on Friday with a chance to get into the Elite Eight, and I would say that the only one I might give a decent advantage to would be Florida at this point. And Wisconsin has already shown something, so they may not be able to get that win either. SEC could be without any teams if Kentucky stumbles come Elite Eight time on Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, man, but it makes it great. Well, unfortunately, the old saying goes, coaches are hired to be fired, and we've talked about a lot of firings, but we can actually announce some hirings now.
There are a couple of hirings, two that we'll just kind of say, and then one I think I want to talk about. We only got about 2 minutes left here. Illinois hires Oklahoma State's Brad Underwood, who was only at Oklahoma State for one season. His Cowboys went 20-13, 9-9 in the Big 12, lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Word is, though, that Illinois offered to double or triple his salary. Oklahoma State was not willing to do that, so Underwood, after just one season, after coming over from Stephen F. Austin, decided he was on his way to Illinois. And then North Carolina State hires UNC Wilmington's Kevin Keats. He is a former Rick Pitino assistant, went 72-28 in his time at Wilmington. They lost in the first round of the NCAAs this year, but a lot of teams were, or a lot of experts were picking them to get the upsets.
And then the big one, I guess, of the whole weekend, kind of shocker, was Washington, who they hired.
They hired the coach in waiting at Syracuse, Mike Hopkins. And the reason this is so interesting, he was set to take over next season for Jim Boeheim. Something happened, though. He ends up going to Washington. As soon as he goes to Washington, Syracuse extends Jim Boeheim. I'm thinking maybe Boeheim had told him, I don't want to retire yet. So if you want to take that Washington job, you go ahead. I haven't heard any, you know, bad things that came between that relationship, but that may have been a hard decision for him to make, to go out to Washington and then for Boeheim to stay on even longer. They continue to have issues at Syracuse, not just with the NCAA, but they aren't playing very well during the regular season these last few years. And I'm surprised at this move on all accounts.
Yeah, it's a never boring course. Wait and see who Indiana's going to hire, and LSU. Two big jobs still open.
I saw LSU has been discussing with VCU's coach about the possibility of bringing him on. Haven't seen anything about Indiana. I think they'll wait for UCLA to be out, see if they can talk to Steve Alford, and if not, move on from there.
All right, UK softball is on the SEC Network at 7 o'clock, and NIT action. We'll see you tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. for Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.